This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, August 11th, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First today, according to the Daily Mail, a huge fallout has engulfed a conference for black journalists after a senior aide to President Trump was added to a panel. The decision to add Omarosa Manigault to the lineup at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference in New Orleans has been branded as extremely offensive. An insider told Page Six that members and moderators have been dropping out of the event after Manigault was added to a panel discussing police brutality. The source said, quote, "The majority there don't want her involved. It's heavy drama. Even the moderator is refusing. Everyone sees it as extremely offensive." Among the dropouts are New York Times journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones and The New Yorker's Kehlani Cobb. Second today, according to UPI, an expressway accident in China on Thursday killed at least 36 people and injured several others. The accident occurred in northwestern China's Shaanxi province, where a bus hit a wall in the Qingling Tunnel on the expressway. Xinhua reported the bus was traveling from Chengdu City, the capital of southwest China's Sichuan province, to another city in Henan province. According to the World Health Organization, more than 260,000 people die in vehicular homicides each year in China. Third today, according to the Christian Post, after Hillary Clinton suffered a devastating loss in the 2016 presidential race to Donald Trump, her longtime pastor, who compared her loss to the death of Jesus Christ, says she now has her eyes set on a higher calling. She wants to be a preacher, and he thinks she'll be great at it. On August 15th, the Reverend Dr. William S. Schility, who currently serves as Executive Director of the United Methodist City Society in New York, is set to release a book of the regular inspirational scriptures he sent Clinton during her failed campaign. The book is titled Strong for a Moment Like This, The Daily Devotions of Hillary Rodham Clinton. He revealed in a recent interview with CNN how Clinton leaned on her faith to overcome her defeat by Trump and how the loss has sparked a desire in her to work for the Lord from the pulpit. Fourth today, according to the Daily Mail, Columbia University could be slapped with a $250,000 fine after a former Muslim employee filed a complaint claiming they were not allowed enough prayer breaks. A former staffer claims that university chaplain Jill Nell Davis discriminated against them for their religious beliefs, according to the complaint filed with the New York City Commission on Human Rights last month. The unnamed ex-employee alleges Davis, who is a Christian, denied their request to work earlier shifts during Ramadan and denied additional prayer breaks, chiding them for asking. If the city finds Davis at fault, Columbia University could be hit with $250,000 in penalties and forced to reform its policies regarding employees' religious traditions. Fifth today, according to UPI, one of the investors behind the ousting of Travis Kalanick from Uber earlier this summer sued the former CEO on allegations of fraud on Thursday. Benchmark Capital Partners, one of the largest shareholders in the ride-hailing service, filed the lawsuit in Delaware Chancery Court. It accuses Kalanick of breaching his fiduciary duty and contractual obligations by loading up Uber's board with friends. Though Kalanick resigned as CEO in June, he remains on the company's board. Sixth today, according to the BBC, the world's oldest man, the only member of his immediate family to survive the Holocaust, has died at the age of 113. Polish-born Jezreel Krystal died on Friday, a month before he was due to turn 114, according to Israeli media. Mr. Krystal, who lived in Haifa, Israel, hit the headlines last year after deciding to celebrate his bar mitzvah a century late. The original celebration had not taken place because World War I broke out. Finally today, according to the Sacramento Bee, when Daniel Hahn is sworn in Friday as the new police chief of Sacramento, his mother Mary will be at his side. She's always been at his side and in his heart, in his face, in his business, and in his conscience, the guiding force of his life. Some of us hope for inspiration from our better angels. Daniel Hahn considers his mother his better angel. The 49-year-old Hahn said, "Who I am is my mother." Hahn becomes Sacramento's 45th chief at a swearing-in ceremony at Sacramento State University, his alma mater, at 3 p.m. on Friday. Sacramento resident Daniel Holmes said, quote, "I'm not as good a person as she is, but everything good about me is from her, that's for sure." Sacramento residents have 78-year-old Mary Hahn to thank for first adopting and then raising the man whose values and people skills are what got him hired as the right person to run a troubled department. Many news stories announcing Hahn's hiring as Sacramento's chief focused on his racial background because no one like Hahn has ever led the department, which has been criticized for its lack of diversity. Hahn is set to become the city's first African-American police chief. His mother, who adopted him, is white, and her upbringing led her son to transcend racial barriers. She taught him to love people based on who they were, not how they looked. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase." Babe Ruth said, "Every strike brings me closer to the next home run." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.